We are a nation caught up, for the most part, in primary mania.
Indeed. You and I have both been losing sleep recently to watch the returns.
True.
I swear, I hear people talking about this everywhere I go. The gym, the grocery store, everyone's talking about it. Even people who don't usually follow politics are riveted to the news. And we've heard a lot about different constituencies and what their priorities are. The black vote, the women's vote, voters by state breakdown. But we haven't heard much, or anything, rather, about the Native American vote. But these conversations are happening, and these priorities are being defined. Native American leaders just held a three-day meeting of their executive council in Washington, D.C., to do this very thing, to hammer out what issues matter most to this unique American constituency. Here to tell us more is Jacqueline Johnson. She's the executive director of the National Congress of American Indians. Hi, Jackie. Welcome, and thanks so much for being here.
Welcome, and thank you very much for inviting me.
First, explain to us, what is this body, the Executive Council of the National Congress of American Indians? What is this body, and who does it represent?
Well, the National Congress of American Indians represents over 250 tribes, 70% of the Indian population. And when we come together in Washington, D.C. at our legislative session, it's really the tribal leaders who come, the ones who are going to have their voices up on the Hill, who are going to have meetings with the administration, and who really help set our strategy and our legislative policy.
So when we think about this election, an historic election, as people are calling it, and campaign, we hear a lot about national security, the war in Iraq, healthcare, the economy. What are the issues that matter most to Native American voters this year?
Well, this year we have, of course, always protecting sovereignty and the government-to-government relationship of tribes, recognizing that tribes are their own nations within a nation, is always at the hallmark of our agenda. But this year in particular, we've been trying to get our Indian Health Care Improvement Act passed. It's been over 14 years that we've been trying to deal with the health care needs of Indian country, and this bill is just absolutely incredible and so important for us to pass. We just passed it in the Senate. We're looking to pass it in the House, and we've been trying to rally the presidential candidates to weigh in support of this passage of this bill.
You mentioned the Senate did just pass the Indian Health Care Improvement Act, overwhelmingly a vote of 83-10. What is it about this bill that's so important? How's it going to change the lives of people living on Native lands?
Well, it modernizes our healthcare system. You know, as Americans are getting older, and Native Americans are getting older too, and this allows us to deal with things such as in-home care. It helps us to deal with and address the changes to Medicaid, Medicare, but it also helps us address things that we didn't know that we had problems with or extensive problems with, such as mental health, suicide prevention, deal with substance abuse caused from methamphetamine. You know, when the original Indian health care bill passed, Native Americans were mostly plagued by alcoholism. Today we have different kinds of issues. And so this bill helps us address those issues and authorizes us to be able to deal more with preventative care than just providing, you know, immediate care.
And I know another big issue for the National Congress of American Indians is voting itself, right? What are some of the challenges that your demographic faces in terms of just voting?
Well, you know, we're not a big population in this country. We're, you know, 4.2 million Native Americans, and we historically haven't had great turnouts of Native Americans. We were the last to be able to receive the right to vote in this country.
What year was that, Jackie?
The last state was when the civil rights and the blacks also received the right to vote, but state by state they had to make that decision, and so the last state did it in the early 60s, allowed us to have the right to vote. Most of the states up to that point had certain tests that to prove that you were a citizen or you could participate in the right to votes. And so to turn that around, we needed to, you know, really make this campaign and make folks realize that getting out to vote makes a difference. And we do make differences. In certain states, we can turn an election around. Senator Tester got elected because of the Native American vote in Montana and, of course, turned around, you know, the Senate. In other elections, Janet Napolitano, in Arizona, she always recognizes it was a Native American vote that made the difference in hers, and Congressman Heather Wilson, the same. There's like 17 states that the Native American vote really, really counts, and of course, in certain areas and certain races, we are the deciding vote, the swing vote.
What is it? Is your organization doing some particular get out the vote programs this year that's different than previous elections?
Well, in 2004, we really started our Native Vote GOTV effort, trying to train folks and really motivate folks, and we've been continuing that. We've been urging every tribe to have a Native Vote coordinator. We're actually helping them how to learn to use the voter registration list. We're learning, helping them to develop their own, since it's very difficult for us to sometimes know what our membership is doing. We are doing a lot of campaigns about get a ride to vote.
Because oftentimes the polling places are very far away. Right?
Absolutely. You know, sometimes they're over 100 miles or more away. And a lot of times the polling places are off the reservation. And so we've been working hard to try to get more polling places on the reservation. But we've also been doing a lot to protect the Native American vote, to make sure that our rights aren't disenfranchised. And because we still have polling places that require Native languages. To have the ballots printed in Native languages, to encourage the Native voters. So we have a lot of work to do. We've put together a voter protection initiative where we have attorneys all over the country helping out on election day so that Native American voters can not feel disenfranchised by various efforts that could be happening at the polls themselves. But, you know, our GOTV, we're really concentrating on GOTV this year to really make sure that we've got game plans about making sure that our elderly, our disabled, our folks without transportation have transportation to the polls.
Jacqueline Johnson, Executive Director of the National Congress of American Indians. Hey, Jackie, thanks very much.
Sure.
Coming up next on The Park, the Democrats seem to be on their way to a convention without a clear nominee. This ain't nothing compared to the ballot brawl of 1924. Messy conventions in American history. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.